This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here's Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, and Maya joins us today, includes another round of Does It Fart? Does your favourite animal fart? Because some of them don't. It's highbrow. Also, do secret menus at fast food restaurants actually exist? Is Maya Jammer being sent to another Biggest Weekend? And the girlfriend and flatmate of Craig Shapes has been on with us all week, confirmed that his Twitter feed is 100% fact. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Another busy week on the show. Ghosting arrived at our own front door as Sophie, who works on this show, got ghosted by some bloke on Tinder. She only sent him a picture of some bunny ears.
Like, maybe he's freaked out, but maybe he's not. It is a photo by Gran. She's old. So I'm just like, are you freaked out? Ah, ha, 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 ha. Send him another photo of just myself with the bunny ears. Might be more freaked out now. He just goes, yeah, a little. And then I'm thinking, obviously, like, this is a joke.
He's being serious. No, because then suddenly it switches, doesn't it? It's like, yeah. Well, hang on a minute. Something's up here.
What yeah. So then I go, end of convo, question mark. And then he just replies, for now, I want you to consider what you just shared with me. A photo of my gran and me with bunny ears on.
BBC Radio 1.
Also, one of our listeners, Craig, who loves our show, ended up getting thousands and thousands of retweets online after his thread about what he's learnt by living with two girls.
Contrary to popular belief, girls do poo. And they aren't scared to talk about it. I need a poo is probably the most used phrase in the house.
Really? Nicola, do you tell people?
Nicola, you've never told me that you need a poo.
Well,
I haven't.
Do you need one now?
No, I don't.
And James the PI told us all about how exes get back at their partners after they found out they've been cheating. This lady filled her partner's van with photos of him snogging someone else.
He came back to the van, unlocked it, got back in, noticed on the passenger seat there was a strange document.
Oh.
And can you imagine just looking at those photographs and then realising that you had been followed for a week or more?
Right there on the passenger seat.
Yeah.
I'd love to know how you would react, Scott, if you were in that position. Not being found out. Definitely not that. But I mean the other way around. What you would do, because I think you're the kind of person that would want quite petty revenge.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go too far.
No, don't break the law.
I won't break the law.
BBC Radio 1.
And a new bit of science and education on the show. Our new game, Do They Fart? Where we find out if your favourite animal farts or not. So many of you are keen to know.
I really would like to know if chickens fart.
Chickens. Obviously, we all know what a chicken sounds like. But do they fart?
I don't know. I've lost sleep over it, to be honest.
Why have you chosen chicken?
This has been a question that's been burning in my mind for years.
OK, James, here's the answer.
Yes, they do.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, I'd love to.
What a good week.
I know. And Maya's here, huh?
Hey!
Let's do Friday's show.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Maya's here. All right, love.
Hello, you all right?
Have you had a good week? I mean, a very different week to me and Chris, I feel.
Yeah, I've had a fantastic week. I'm in a new advert.
Listen to this,
on the telly.
Right, is it on now?
It'll be on today. On telly, yeah.
I've seen the advert and it's amazing because it describes you as DJ, presenter, and then storyteller. Storyteller.
I do tell stories quite often.
Yeah, but yeah, all right.
There's nothing she can't do. She's here, she's there, here, she's there.
There we go. I mean, what would your three be if you had to have them?
DJ. Oh, it'd be rubbish.
DJ, presenter.
No, but the key is, what's the third one?
Yeah, it's just adventurer.
The third, no. Adventurer. Mm. Yeah, I like adventurer.
Do you go on adventures?
Why no?
Why no, though?
Not at the moment, though.
Loser.
Yeah. Right, Rihanna and Kanye West and Paul McCartney coming up. I've just seen the advert, though. It looks proper, and you look well fine in it.
Thank you.
Also, we've got Panic at the Disco. And also today, I want to talk about, has anyone actually ever got anything off one of these secret menus that apparently exist at every fast food place?
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Sophie, who was the one that, unfortunately, got ghosted in the week, has just out of nowhere produced a selfie stick.
She's taking selfies.
She's
now.
She's playing with it in the live lounge right now.
We've taken ourselves right back to 2016.
Oh,
We've got ourselves a monopod, guys.
But it's like she's discovered it for the first time.
I know.
This is so sad.
Sophie, like,
I've never actually used one before.
Have you not?
She's taking a selfie as we speak.
Right. Oh, boss has just walked past as well. Oh,
it's just embarrassing.
Can you not take pictures of me without my permission, please? Thank you.
His face is copyrighted.
Also, I think that they're the devil.
Really?
What? Well,
so we're not going to use it?
I just think it's all a little bit egocentric.
Now, I feel ever so slightly ropey today, so I'm up for skipping the weekly picture that we always have to
do. We have to have it.
I'm not in the mood.
We've slacked today because usually we've got it done before the show starts and we weren't on the ball.
Also, you will look good in this, Chris, because even though I do think they're the work of the devil, you can extend beyond the normal range of arm.
Yes.
Well, that is the aim. That is the point. Point,
so
isn't it?
Actually, everyone
looks
will
good.
Look good.
There we go.
There is, and we do it from above. It's all going to be good.
I'm ready for it.
Check your socials, guys. It's coming. Panic at the Disco, and also I've got Mabel and Notes coming up, and Shawn Mendes a bit later on. Would anyone like to have a little Friday game of Do They Fart? This is a thing we've been doing earlier in the week.
Okay, cool.
Which animals fart? Because some don't.
Oh wow, really?
Now you'd think they'd be self-exploding on that.
Where does it come out of?
But it doesn't.
Some of them, the point is, have you ever looked at certain animals and thought, do they fart though?
Yeah, well, sheep's definitely fart. I've looked at them and thought, cool, you work them out.
Or
do they not? Is that wrong? Don't you think they look a bit farty, sheep?
Yeah.
But they do. I'm sure they do. I'm sure sheep do. But that's the game. Some do, some don't.
Some people said it wasn't highbrow, but actually it's educational and it's a good science book that's out at the moment. Right, that selfie stick.
Once we've
done this photo, we are going to bin it.
Scott Mills.
Yes, it's Friday. This is BBC Radio 1. I'm going to get my greatest hits out. Don't need to be asked twice. That's at 3:30. And then, Maya, you've got greatest hits tomorrow morning as well.
So many hits to come.
Sounds like you're real kind of settling into the Saturday morning vibe now.
Yeah, I'm loving it, actually. Wake up without my alarm. Not yet. I still have that scared that I'm going to miss stuff.
How many alarms?
I do one and then I snooze it probably about four times.
Yeah. Mm. And what time are you getting up for that 10 a.m. show?
7, actually, because I come in at 9, so I leave at 8.
Oh, you are good.
Yeah.
Not the same for this show at the moment, but we're working on that, aren't we?
I've got a bit better with myself.
You're a little bit late today because you couldn't figure out how to order a taxi.
Right, guys, I'm having a massive issue with a major taxi brand.
I had to call you out on this because this was ridiculous. This one particular brand can't do it.
They blocked me.
So what do I do?
Why have you been blocked?
It's like, other taxis.
What have you done so bad?
Gosh, well, it's not even that bad. I basically took a cab and then had to cancel my card because I lost it, but the card payment hadn't gone through yet. So there was a payment pending. And then now they won't let me add a new card. Pardon, so they basically won't send me any taxis.
You're banned.
I'm banned. And so I was stood outside trying to hail cabs and none came down.
Or just phone and order one.
Well, that's what happened in the end, but they take like 20 minutes. That's why I was late.
Oh, wow. Right, listen.
Next time, please.
I don't even know the bus route here. I'm not from here.
I want to talk today about, has anyone ever actually ordered and got anything from these supposed secret menus in fast food restaurants? I'm saying it's a complete myth.
Yeah, I don't reckon. Well, actually, no, I do think they exist, but I think you've got to be clever about how you order them.
Right, so my friend went to America and she says that there's an app in the US where, like, you can actually look at the secret menu for, like, coffee places. And she claims, and I still don't believe her, that she had a Kit Kat frap. Frappuccino, cold coffee. And then you just go, the Kit Kat one, please, and a wink. And then they add in kind of like this mocha sauce. And
yeah, because they don't advertise this stuff, but they have the ability to do it if they want to do it.
Oh, yeah, I actually know about one in London. There's a chicken shop that I can't name that has a secret menu also. They've got secret sauces, secret added things. And I don't know if it's a wink and a nudge, but you have to know what the items are called to request them, but they're not on the menu.
Yeah.
Can we say the name of the sauce? Because I think it's the same one that I'm thinking of. Is it called Perry Tamer?
Yes, it is, mate.
Right.
Yes.
And is that actually true?
It's true.
Well, so it's a secret sauce.
But now it's not a secret anymore.
No, but normally, isn't that? I think it's normally on the kids' menu.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but then you have to specifically ask for it. I think that's true.
It's very sneaky.
Then there's one of the chicken shops that do, well, they don't do it on the menu, but it's called the Double Down, right? So this is on the menu already in Australia. Can't get it here. This is really bad if you're hungry right now. That is bacon, cheese, secret sauce, whatever that is, and two chicken fillets. Sometimes if you ask real nice, they'll do a triple down, same, but three chicken fillets.
Wow.
Oh, I love that. But I get a bit nervous about secret sauces, because you want to know what's in them, don't you?
The phrase secret sauce is not a nice one, is it?
No. I'm going to eat that, and it's you're telling them what's in it.
Yeah.
It's a secret.
Surprise.
Why the secret?
Then you've got, and this is at... yeah, this is the same chicken place. No, not the same chicken place that me and you mentioned with the sauce.
Oh, you got them all.
Different restaurant.
What about the Hawaiian chicken chili melt? You've got your chicken burger, add the chili jam, pineapple and cheese.
So are you saying these are like urban myths, though? Or are you saying these things actually happen?
These are things that people say that they have got. Hey, Lucy.
Hey, Scott. Hey, guys. How you doing? Hey.
Yeah, good. Hey. That was quick. What have you ordered and got? And are you being for real? Are you serious?
Okay, so first up, this is definitely for real. I haven't done it in the UK, but just a few weeks ago, I went on holiday to California. And on the recommendation of a friend, they're like, you've got to go to this burger place. I don't know if I can say it, but it sounds a bit like In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, I've heard lots about this place. I must go there.
Yeah.
And they were saying, if you go, you have to order your food off the secret menu.
But where is the secret menu? Or do you just have to know about it?
Well, he knew about it and told me about it. And since my visit, I have Googled it. And there is an actual secret menu, which you can get online and you can get all the details, right?
That's good.
I had it in my head, I was going to go to this place, it could be really cool. It turns out that by accident, we were staying in quite a rough part of town. So I had to turn up at the burger place, and actually there was security on the door. It was a little bit intimidating.
Wow.
And I had this thought in the back of my head that I've got to go into this place, which was a bit scary, and ask for my food animal style. And I really was not feeling too comfortable about it.
Oh my God,
I'm going to go in here. So I'm like, going, I've got my bag like clutched under my arms. I thought I was going to get mugged any seconds. I've got my poor husband tailing behind me. I'm like, don't say anything. I've got this. So I was like, right, can we get our burgers and fries animal style, please? I was like, be confident. Look, you know what you're doing.
No problem.
Okay.
What comes with animal style? Is it an animal that serves
What do you get?
Well, it is an animal because it's a beef. I believe it was a beef burger. I hope that's what it was. But they essentially, I didn't even know really what it was I was ordering. So not being particularly fussy with food, I was like, whatever, I'll get it, whatever it is.
I want everything animal style from now on, Scott. I'm just going to order everything.
What is it? You've not told me what
I'd
it
like
actually
that animal
is.
Style, please.
Well, it came out and it was covered basically in like grilled onions and mushrooms, which I can live with. That's fine. But they're just basically talking about like special sauce. They just whacked their special sauce all over the fries and the burger.
Secret
and it was
sauce.
Basically like Thousand Island dressing, which, you know, I'm not a huge fan. Really disappointed. The whole experience was just like a bit meh. I didn't enjoy it.
Okay, so at least we know what secret sauce is now.
Yeah.
It's Thousand Island.
Yeah.
Right, Maya, I want to test this out today, right?
Okay.
That lady, Lucy, there says that there is actually a secret menu. Now, there's a coffee shop not far from here, a well-known high street coffee shop. Hmm. I want you to go down for me and I want you to ask if you can have the secret menu. We'll do it after this.
Okay.
Scott Mills.
Maya Gemma, where are you now, please?
Hey, I am just outside of a famous high street coffee shop.
Okay, that's we're about to send you in, all right? Because I don't believe that this secret menu thing is a thing. I think it's a complete myth.
Yeah.
I think that you're going to have to give some kind of code word or do some kind of secret sign or something and that they won't serve you unless you do it. So perhaps you should try that as well. Just throw out a few secret signs there. You know the kind of thing. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Nod and a wink.
Oh.
Yeah, little nudge, little wink. I've got you.
All right, Maya, I want you to go into the coffee shop, order whatever coffee you would normally want, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then suggest that you might want something a bit extra.
Okay.
All right. Like,
so I'm getting my normal order and then some.
Yes.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Good luck.
Thank you very much. I'm going in.
Going in. This is to find out whether there is a secret menu or it's all nonsense, which I think it is.
Hi. You're right. I'm good, thanks. How are you? Can I get a soy Americano, please? Medium, please. And what do you want? And a peppermint tea, please.
Americano with soy milk?
Yeah. And a peppermint tea. And then some. And then that extra bit, you know? Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
So one medium tea, one medium grand soy Americano.
Yeah, but also that... And then the extra thing.
Yeah.
You know that thing that you guys do?
Under the counter.
The secret.
The extra thing that you guys do. The secret thing. You don't know. You know,
they
like...
Know.
Yeah, they do. So you do know.
You do know. Come on. I've heard about it online. People have been saying. You've got like an extra...
So it's probably it's probably on the top shelf.
It's like an extra thing. Like it's a secret. Like maybe on the top shelf somewhere or something.
You add extra stuff in.
No, you add extra stuff in it. No, you don't know what I'm talking about. No, secret kind of thing. You don't do secret menu. Oh, apparently it's just in America. Oh. Okay, there you go.
They are lying.
Got a little inkling that you might be telling fibs, but maybe I'm not elite enough.
I think you're not famous enough.
Yeah.
See, I told you that's not the case. They don't have one.
I don't believe them. I think they do have the secret menu. I think you just haven't said the right things to them. But there you go.
Okay.
At least you tried.
Yeah. Oh, you know about a secret app.
See, I told you there was an app, Moya.
Yeah.
Lols to your coffee order, by the way. Extreme.
What? Americano with soy?
It was like some soy Americano latte, yeah. Chinya.
Yeah.
Well, you know, extra
hot.
I do my thing.
Extra wet. But not even a hint of a secret menu. Okay, come back.
Coming.
Scott Mills.
Scott, Chris and Maya.
Hi.
Okay, right. A quick game of Do They Fart? We did this earlier in the week. It's actually a book. A very good book. Educational book. Because it does cross your mind. Some do, some don't.
It never crossed my mind before, but now it really does. Now I look at every animal and insect and wonder what's going on.
Okay, this is fun. Hello, Lottie.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good, what are you doing today?
I'm just on my way home to get my teeth pulled out by the dentist.
Lush.
Oh, no.
Well, all of them?
Just my wisdom teeth at the top.
I actually haven't been to the dentist in 6 years.
Your wisdom teeth come through yet?
No, but there's a little corner of it. Like, I can feel it, but it's stopped. So I felt...
I don't know if mine emerging. Ever did.
That's good then. Maybe they never will.
Right, you're going to get... When you do eventually get told... you're going to get so told off.
Yeah, they already hurt. I've dropped a couple fill-ins out and everything. It's going to be pain.
Oh my God.
That's why I've avoided it.
It really makes me stressed.
You could go full gold teeth.
Oh my gosh, could you imagine? Maybe that's the next look.
Like, that'd be wicked.
Gold looking chain vibes.
So, are you swerving it because, you know, one, they're going to tell you off, and two, it's
going to
hurt?
Yeah, it's just guaranteed pain going to the dentist, isn't it? Especially when you've got teeth like mine. Yeah,
but if you leave it longer...
Yeah, then I have none left.
To be honest, that's what I did. I haven't been for so long that now they've suddenly gone, oh, we need to take them out.
Oh, no.
See, let this be a warning, my jammer. Gosh,
I think if you've got that personality where it's like leaving work to the last minute, that's what you do.
That's my style, yeah.
Okay, it's time for... Do They Fart? Lottie, what would you like to know?
I would like to know, does a zebra fart?
Zebra? It's a good one, isn't it? And that's one I've never thought of before.
We've had horse on before, and they are stripy horses, so you'd think it's the same answer. You think it's the same answer, so yes.
Are they the same?
I think they're horses.
It's stripy, it's slightly more flamboyant.
Hiya!
In the fancy version.
Yeah. Okay, zebras, do they fart? What do you think, Lottie?
I'm going to say yes, because horses do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, they do. Do you want to hear it?
What? Yes, I definitely do.
Yeah,
oh
there
my
it is.
Gosh. It's like a trumpet.
Yeah, it is a trumpet. Okay.
It sounds like you're in a bar when someone's finishing a drink.
Okay, thanks, Lottie.
Do they fart?
Hello, Laura.
Hi, guys, how are you?
Okay, which one do you want?
I'd like to know the snake fart, please, because I'm not really sure how that would work.
Oh, snakes, they fart. To be honest, this is one I was very curious about myself, actually. Does it come out of the tail? Where's the hole, actually, is what I want to know.
Where is the hole?
Okay. Like, where's the fart hole?
Snakes. What do you think, Laura? Yes or no?
I'm going to be serious, but I'm not sure where the fart hole would be.
Okay. I can tell you.
Yes, they do.
And I know you want to hear it.
Yeah.
Of course I do.
This is astounding.
Your motorbike. No.
Rev it up.
Bike.
How long did it go on for?
Do they fart?
And finally, Adam, hello.
How's it going, Scott?
Are you finding this educational and entertaining?
Yeah, more entertaining than, very entertaining, actually. Yeah.
All right.
More okay. Like to us.
What would you like to know?
Llama and bearded dragon.
Oh!
I don't know why, but this feature seems to be very popular with Welsh people. I don't know why. Okay. Llama, what do you think, Adam?
I think llama's definitely fucked.
Yes, they do.
And here it is.
What's with the length on all of these?
They've got such long ones. Mad I want to length. Know whose job it is to film, record all these farts.
Even on the snake, there was length, wasn't there?
That is a long fart.
Right, why have you asked for bearded dragon?
Right, because I'm watching it.
Okay, this is the most disappointing thing you'll ever hear. But, but I can tell you...
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Bearded dragon, go for it. That's it.
That's, and do you know what? I would, that's what you'd expect from a bearded dragon.
Scott Mills. Generally concerned for Maya's welfare after today with the whole taxi thing and she didn't know how to book one and then the whole dentist thing where her teeth are hurting and she's not been. In future shows, can we just do like a whole show where we book appointments for you?
Yeah, I think, do you know what it is? I think it's a sign. I moved out too young and I stopped doing all the adult stuff. Like, yeah, you know what your parents tell you to do?
And you just stopped.
I left it alone. I was like, right, no mum around, no dentist.
Right, so book a taxi first. Then I think we book you a dental appointment. I'm just looking after your health, Maya.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Chris, Maya Jammer, hello.
Friday, Friday.
Do you like to make up songs?
That was my hello.
Hello, Paps, who is in Bedford.
Hello, the Paps.
Not the Paps.
There are some Paps outside.
There are. They like to catch you, the paparazzi, don't they?
They caught us when we were on our way to that coffee shop. That's
what
popular.
Do you say?
Also, you're like, that's great, because now they're texting in for shout-outs.
Yeah.
Hello, the Paps.
Hi, Hans. No, this I need to find out their names.
This is a different one. Oh. You should make friends with them.
Yeah.
That would help.
Like, get a good angle, please.
Yeah. Pap says, quite an awkward experience driving through the McDonald's drive-thru as Does It Fart started today, feature where we find out what animals' farts sound like. That'd and some be. Actually don't at all. Yeah, that through the McDonald's drive-thru as the llama's going off. Not ideal.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Robert.
Yes, Queen.
Yes, Queen.
Yes, Robert.
Love it.
Hello, Robert in Norfolk.
Alright, are you alright?
Yeah, I'm good. What are you doing with daffodils, please? I'm really confused.
Oh, well, I'm growing them.
Okay, is this
for fun, business or pleasure?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's a bit of pleasure in it, but mainly business, yeah.
Oh, a bit of pleasure.
Perfect. Okay, what, so are you just watching them grow? Because that would take ages.
Well, not quite, but no, I've got a team of people picking them, and I'm just carting them back to the yard at the minute.
Nice. He's got a team, he doesn't do the picking himself.
Yeah, but what are you going to do, put them around your house or make, like, chains and stuff? Hmm.
Oh, it sounds weird that I grow daffodils, but I don't actually like the things, to be honest
You're
with
thinking
you.
Of dandelions.
Oh, yeah, I was definitely thinking of dandelions.
100%.
Sorry about
that. Dandelions.
You must... Tell me you saw one of those. No.
Sorry about that.
You must be buzzing right now, Robert, because aren't they all in bloom?
Yeah, they are nearly finished. Another
You've been
week
waiting all year. I'd be buzzing if that was my line of work and then it was all on.
I tell you, another massive hoe from the past that me and Chris were talking about just the other day. Do you remember when there used to be a... You know the store that rhymes with Wallister?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Waller.
When there used to be a queue outside. Doesn't happen anymore, does it? Do you
used to have a queue for no reason.
Why is there a queue? Why are you making this queue?
What, was it a fake queue?
Yeah, it was a fake queue. They'd just have you, they'd have like a rope outside.
Over exclusivity purposes.
And some fit person on the front of it.
Yeah.
They always had to be super good looking for some reason.
Yeah, otherwise you're in the stock room.
Oh my gosh.
True.
That happens a lot in a lot of places, actually. Have you ever noticed? You go to like the fancy shops, they all look really like pretty and stuff. Mm. And then you see someone crawling out the stock room.
But also, like the most I'm going to do here.
My friend was in the stock room. She got a job in one of those places.
I don't mean cruel.
And she was like, oh, do you know what? They must think I'm good looking because everyone in there is good looking. And bless her, she was in the stock room.
That's so bad. I worked in retail. They put me in the stockroom a couple of times, to be fair.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, having a queue outside there. I'm not going to a club. I'm just buying a polo shirt at best.
Crawling right. out the stockroom.
Robert, here's what I've got. No, here's what Chris has got for you today. Go ahead.
Okay, my final choice is this.
Oh, love it.
Yes, mate. I'm going full Friday for you, Robert. This is Swedish House Mafia 1, Your Name. Right in brackets.
We can have my choice, which is this, Robert.
Oh,
yes, that is the one.
Oh, you've got one more choice yet, though.
I actually nearly went for this.
Did you?
You're the reason I can have it.
KTB lights on.
Oh,
or Maya.
Good.
Or you can have my one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Yes, mate, little bit of luck. It's the Skankers. I'm hoping you're bopping wherever you are right now.
I want this one.
Oh, man, it's for ages.
You see, it's a banger.
I want this one.
This is hard.
It is top garage tune ever, basically. Yes.
I actually want that one.
Wants mine, if that helps your decision.
No. I want that one.
Okay. It's always harder on a Friday, but you've got a choice to make there. You can have your Swedish House Mafias. You can have your... I've completely forgotten my one. You can have your KGBs, or you can have your DJ Lux and your MC Neats.
Oh, I don't know. This is hard.
Fresh.
I think I'm going to have to go for Scott.
Really?
Nah.
What?
Bad choice.
Yeah.
Well, you would say that. Come on, Robert. Grow them daffs. I've just remembered, actually. You know my friend Dino? He's quite good looking, isn't he, Chris?
Yeah.
He worked at one of those shops, the other one, the A&F one, back in the day, and he went straight to the front of the store.
Of course.
Whereas then my mate Nathan, stock room.
And it is a harsh lesson. Lots of response to bangers there. That was a massive tune, Scott. You did well to win that.
It was good.
Lots of people saying Maya should have won.
Maya.
MIA should have won.
A lot of people can't spell my name is what I've realised here. I've been called Midja, Ami. Like, some people just put M because they don't even try.
Could we have, please, the correct pronunciation? Because I think even the jingles are saying it wrong.
No, do you know what? It's
pronounced Maya.
Maya Jama. Is actually how it's pronounced. But then I say Jama because I try and be posh.
And sometimes. Could you spell that for us, please, like Mr. Jam would?
Yeah, that is M-A-Y-A-J-A-M-A.
Thank you for your help. Scott Mills. Scott Mills here with Chris Stark and Maya Jama. Hello, guys.
Hi.
Okay, we've got Radio 1's Greatest Hits coming up in half an hour, and then you're going to take over that tomorrow morning.
I am. So many hits. Do you know what? I keep making dance routines every Saturday, so watch out for this one.
Okay, it's literally, if you've never heard Radio 1 at the weekend or you've not heard of it for a long time, it's like the best music. No other station is playing music like this.
It's the sing-along stuff.
Absolutely. So for you as a little taster, some Coldplay, some Chemical Brothers, some classic Beyonce, all coming up from 3:30. Jessica Lynn featured in that song, as we discussed this week. Definitely a leave the dirty dishes in the sink overnight kind of girl.
You know, like, some people... that needs explaining, right? It's like some people would clean them and like, generally quite cleaner people.
Oh, not okay, like, people, can't go to sleep if you've got mess going on, basically.
Yeah, no, you know what I mean? Like, after you've eaten, like, some people wash up straight away.
Some people,
it's overnight. I'm saying you're an overnighter.
I'm definitely an overnighter.
100%.
But when people are coming round, I'm always like, sort it out.
Yeah, right.
Pretend I'm the cleanest woman in the world.
Someone else sort it out.
Or no, me. Like, if I've got guests, spotless. Yeah. But, well, if I can make it spotless. Yeah.
Sort it out.
Can you wipe for me?
All this week on the show, our listener Craig has been speaking to us. He went viral because of a series of tweets that he did, a thread about the girls that he lives with. And here he is again. It's Mr. Craig Shapes. Hi, Craig.
Hey, mate. How are you?
Today's the big day.
It is. I'm excited.
So your girlfriend and your housemate, also a girl that you live with, who are the girls you've been talking about on this thread on Twitter, are going to speak to Maya today, who's here now. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, mate.
I'm actually really excited to speak to them and you.
I'm excited for their reaction when they get to talk to you.
There's a lot of excitement. I keep hearing the word excited, and now I'm excited because you're all excited.
What have they been saying then?
I mean, every time Maya posts a picture on Instagram, it's like screenshotted and sent in the group like, oh my God, look at her.
Why?
I want to be best friends with her. Well, that happens a lot.
I hear that a lot with you.
I do.
People want to be my best friend.
I just want to be your friend.
Well, how lucky are you two that you are my actual mates?
I know. I mean, I feel quite privileged. I do.
I'm very excited.
Are you excited to be my mate?
I'm excited.
I love that.
Let me tell you, Craig, it doesn't disappoint the friendship thing. It doesn't.
the girls, when they get to speak to Maya, they will probably try and persuade you to be best friends with them.
I'm kind of used to it now. I mean, she just sits outside the studio eating chips. I mean, it's week six, is it?
Six, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm used to it, and I really enjoy it. And I enjoy that the drama that Chris and Maya have between what they're going to get for lunch every week.
Yeah.
It's literally like a military operation.
It's great.
I mean, we nearly went pizza today, but we ended up with the burgers.
Yeah.
As soon as you get here, like, right, what we're doing? Right, what we're doing?
We text about it in the day.
Do you?
Yeah.
Before?
Mm-hmm. Woke up.
It was Chris's week.
Yeah.
The struggle's real. Right, listen, we're going to call the girls in a bit. What are their names again?
So, my girlfriend is Billy and our friend is Sarah.
Okay. They were even discussing what to wear to talk to Maya the other day, weren't they?
Yeah, so Billy did a tweet saying, oh my God, what do I wear? Like,
on the radio.
Yeah, it's on the radio. It doesn't really matter, does it?
Yeah. Well, okay. But has she dressed up for it?
Well, she's at work. I think she's on her break at work, so...
All right, well, listen, we'll call them both soon and we'll see what the reaction is.
I really hope it doesn't disappoint. Imagine Maya speaks to them and then they hate her.
Oh, my God, Jenna.
Really,
I wish I never spoke to them. Yeah, shall I be horrible?
No!
Just right, as a joke.
Craig, thank you so much for the truth about girls this week and we'll get the girls on soon.
Thank you, mate. Cheers.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Maya Jammy, have you heard new Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa yet?
I haven't, actually. It's been on my to-do list to have a listen.
See, this is where you miss out, right? Because you're only here with us on Fridays. Mm. Earlier in the week, we get locked in here, literally, like there's a security guard outside. And when was this, on Monday or Tuesday?
Mm.
And someone comes in, and they've got literally the only copy on a laptop of this track, the only one in the UK. And they're like, right, don't tell anyone what it's like, but here it is. And then we turn it up full volume in the studio.
Just have a mini rave.
I hit record on my phone. I didn't really.
Hello, Calvin Harris. We didn't.
Voice note it to your mates.
Then we sent out to the internet. No, we didn't.
I actually thought he was on the phone then. Did you see me? I was like,
oh you did as well.
It is such a tune.
Scott Mills.
Okay, so all week, this guy called Craig has been on the show. And he has just been talking to us about the truth about girls, a thread that he did on Twitter. And these are the girls that he did the thread about. First of all, hello, Billy.
Hi.
And hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Right, so you two are living together with Craig. Which one is Craig's girlfriend? Remind me again.
Me, Billy.
Billy.
Okay, Billy. All right. Hey, Maya's here.
Hi.
Hi. Oh my God.
Oh my God. How are you?
Did you actually dress up for this phone call?
I did.
What are you wearing then? What in what way?
What are you wearing?
Not like that.
I wear a lot of pink, so I'm wearing pink leggings and then a shapes jumper and some cute trainers.
Cute.
Right, I like it. You're the first person I've ever heard of that's dressed up to do a chat on the phone on the radio. It's really good.
is this to impress Maya?
It's all about fashion.
Yeah,
it's all about fashion.
Yeah, passion for fashion.
So do you agree with what Craig's been saying on Twitter and also on Radio 1 this week? Like, why do you feel, Billy, you need to tell everyone when you need a poo?
I don't tell everyone. It's just my housemate.
In the house. But why do you tell them?
Yeah. I don't know. It just comes out.
See, I think that's why we've got a connection, because I'm quite similar.
Right. Well, you funny you should say that. Yeah. Remember that YouTube clip that you had? It's funny enough, I've got it right here.
Pooing. You're in a relationship. You're getting to that stage where you've been together for a month or two now, and you spend however many days at their house. You can't not poo. You need to poo. You don't want them to smell your poo. You don't want them to get
what is going
on? Perfect image that they have.
Maya's old.
What is that?
That's the trouble. Once you do something on YouTube, it's there forever.
But to be honest, I stand by that. I think at the beginning stages of dating, if you're shy to have a poo when they're in the house...
Why the discussion on YouTube?
Because a lot of people struggle with it, you know? The poo stage, I call it.
But hang on. Why are you talking about your personal life like that in a...
Well, I don't know. I call myself the everyday girl, you know? Yeah. Quite relatable.
And that's a problem in your household, is it?
No. So at the beginning stage of seeing someone, I've been in a relationship for a while now, but at the early days, you don't want them to see or smell your poo, do you?
No, it's you're holding it in, aren't you?
I hope he's listening.
He knows.
Also, Sarah, can I ask about you girls in the house sharing every message that you get from each other?
I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Right, so every time you get a text from someone that's not in the house, you will show it to everyone, right?
Well, just me and Billy, we just like to show it to each other so we both know what's going on in each other's lives.
Yeah, I get that. I show loads of messages to my friends, but usually if it's something that I'm indecisive about.
But yours can be any, can't they, Sarah?
Yeah, it can just even be a message from my mum just to let Billy know what my mum's up to.
Oh, it's quite cute.
That is cute, actually. Yeah, cute. Nice.
And then finally, talk me through the catwalk show that happens before you go out in your own house, Billy.
We have a really long corridor that goes right through our flat, so that is our catwalk, and you've got to look good, so you have to make sure head to toe that we are looking sleeky.
Fleeky!
And also, you're making sure that Craig has the fleeky eyebrows, I know that.
Oh yeah, that's Sarah's job, she is on the eyebrows.
Right. Love.
She does mine too.
I wanted to get Scott's eyebrows tattooed today. I actually thought we'd all agreed that it was going to happen, but gosh. He's insisted that we don't do it.
No. Microblading.
Wouldn't you have been up for that? What's microblading?
So microblading's different to tattooing, because microblading, you have your normal eyebrows, and then they kind of, I think it's a similar technique to tattooing, but just strands in like that.
Well, so is that permanent?
It's semi-permanent. I think it lasts for a long time and then it gets a bit orange.
Oh, yeah, perfect for me.
One of us next week should get fully plucked.
I've told you, just
no eyebrows at all?
No, I've told you, I'll do it. No, I didn't say
yes,
that.
He'll do it.
I said only if a professional, not letting one of you to do it.
Okay, so...
next week.
I've seen some good tattooed eyebrows out there, though.
Fine, next week.
Yeah.
Billy, Sarah, thank you so much for being on today. How do you feel that the person you live with is now internet famous?
Yeah, it's
fine.
Cool.
It's fine. You're loving it. Scott Mills. We're back Monday from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.